guys, welcome back to the Untitled Gadget Podcast. We're on episode 35 and oh my god, it's me, Dhruv, and I'm back. I've been missing in action for a while now, haven't I?
We all have been, man.
Yeah, it's that kind of the year. It's that time of the year. And also that kind of year.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. We had a lot of work and then nothing was happening. Like this week.
I mean, yeah. There was work, but nothing was happening.
Yeah, like it's a little funny how nothing's happening and yet there is more work than ever.
Yeah, that's 2020 in a nutshell.
Nuts. Sorry. Had to do that. Okay, so is there a point in doing like what have we all been up to? Because we've all been working. You know what? Let's just do it anyway. Akshay, what have you been up to?
So I reviewed this new Ubisoft game called Immortals Phoenix Rising this week, and then been playing around with the new M1 MacBook Pro as well. I mean, just got setting up with all the softwares and stuff. And then anticipating for the launch of Cyberpunk 2077, waiting for that to happen as soon as possible. And then, yeah, that's about it. That's what my week has been.
Sweet. Cyber Bhalla 2077. We got the pickup on the Twitter account as well. If you don't mind, I'm going to tweet out the picture of you with the cyber filter. That's all right with you.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm a goofball anyway.
Gonna slap on Keanu Reeves style sunglasses as well.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
what about you, Arish?
Yeah, it's been busy. Got to write a lot about all the cool Qualcomm things that were announced over the course of the week. Was busy with that, and then. Got to look at the new Google Pay that released in the US. I have a Google Pay US account as well, so I played with that a little to see how similar it is to the one we have in India. Turns out it's very similar, but with a few extra features. So that was fun. And then, yeah, making more headway on reviews. And then over the weekend, I get to have fun by sitting and cleaning throughout the house. I mean, cleaning all over the house. So yeah, not fun, but I made that sound so I mean it's just so crazy. I didn't realize how much work it takes to maintain a house, because earlier it was all we had like a cook to come and cook food and then a maid to come and clean, and then now we don't have either of those things, and well, we don't have that, but yeah.
What you need is a robot vacuum cleaner.
Fuck that. No, we have so much stuff that it's not. Yeah, I have three of those, but no, that's like 1/10 of the amount of work that's actually there to do. Today I was cleaning the fucking balconies. I'm waging a war against pigeons. Fucking pigeons can go to hell. If there's a plan to.
Flying rats.
You need one of those nets on your balcony.
Yeah, but that would have been a good idea at the start of the year. But how do we get somebody into the house now?
You don't. You just buy it off Amazon. You stick 5 nails in on the terrace. I mean, on the ceiling. And you stick them. They just toss it off your balcony and that's it. Like a pigeon isn't going to come and lift up a net to slide under it.
That's not a bad idea. Fine. I went the crazy route and put spikes. There are these weird plastic spikes that you get. So I put like about a gazillion of those today.
I mean, the pigeon can still come and poop in your balcony.
And but how? There's no location for it to sit anymore. So no, I won the
like the entire war. Flooring?
Yeah, I think I'm dumb.
Welcome to the Untitled Housekeeping Podcast, guys. How's it going?
Hashtag good housekeeping.
Sponsored by Dyson.
Shout out to Pratik. Give us some money. But no, seriously.
Wait, like, what?
What? Shout out to Dyson. Give us some money. Yeah.
This took a different tangent.
No, but seriously, you can't put spikes all over your balcony. Like, how will you step out? Unless they're like rubber spikes.
On the outer surface. No, on the outer surface, on the railing itself, but facing outward so that nothing can sit on it.
What about the rest of the balcony?
Yeah, you see, I didn't think of that because they've been only sitting on the balcony, on the railing till now.
Well, now that they can't, with the spikes, will come and sit all over the flooring.
Fuck. Fine, anybody listening, if they know alternatives other than netting.
I just gave you an alternative. And you don't even...
I don't want to put a big fucking net.
And you don't even need to put a very, high density net. Pigeons are big. You know, you can put something with a lot of space in the middle of it. You actually get pigeon nets on Amazon.
You do? Okay, fine. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll just try that out.
Alright, so moving on from tech housekeeping to how was my week? My week was, well, it was work, and I had a bit of a writing block, so I spent a lot of time and didn't actually do much. So if my bosses are listening, please ignore. And
this has to be the weirdest episode we do. Oh shit, on that note, I have beer again in the house. I have wine for the first time in 12 months. I found some random delivery dude. I was asking around a friend because we can't go to stores anymore. We're not going anywhere outside. So I was asking how we can get that delivered. And he's like, he knows a guy. So I talked to the guy and he came and delivered beer and wine to the house. So we have that. Finally.
Nice. I opened a box of... I mean, like, I'm having box wine for the first time, but then it's a box of wine that I picked up in Macedonia in, like, many, many, many years ago. And it's, like, I think it's just gotten stronger. I didn't even know that was a thing with wine.
But, yeah, I guess. I mean, if you don't store it well, at least on not boxed or canned wine, but legit wine in a bottle, it can turn into vinegar. So
there's that happens after decades, dude. Like 4 years.
Not after decades. Delhi's weather is such that it can happen fast as well. It happened to a friend of mine. So, hence I'm telling you this. I didn't know until I found out.
I can cook with
it. I mean, of course, it happens a few years. He thought he's aging it and, he can drink. But he didn't store it properly. Now he has a wine cooler. Those fancy ones that you get.
Yeah, all my bottled wines stays all right. Oh, by the way, I found out about this product, which is basically like a powder. And you put it in water and it turns into wine. That's like literally turning water into wine.
Is it endorsed by Christianity?
I don't know. But you can be the party Jesus. Like, it's like such a good party trick. It's probably going to be terrible wine, but hey. Yeah.
Would you? How many powdered spoonfuls of wine do you want?
Or you can just snort it directly.
It's like making Tang.
Exactly.
Dude, if Tang doesn't get behind this... Wait, who makes Tang?
Tang. No one. Tang makes Tang.
Kraft?
It could be Kraft. It could be Kraft.
But who owns Kraft? Mondelo owns Kraft now, right? Anyway, let's not get into that shit.
Let's talk about what actually happened this week in tech and not what happened in our kitchen.
Not
screw really. That. This is way more fun. Dhruv, I cut you off. So what else did you
what
get?
What else did I do? So a lot of people don't know, like, I usually have a couple of side gigs going on, and one of them is making websites. So I've been working on a school project. Not a school project, well, a project which is for a school. I'm not in school. Heads up. I'm in a goofy mood, and this is going to be a goofy episode. But... anyway, so yeah, it's just been all about playing around with color palettes of pinks and blues and yellows, and to make it as bubbly and cheerful as possible. And I think I've got around 14 giraffes in there somewhere, including the one that I sent to Harish by accident, asking him, "Is this the right giraffe?"
It was the right giraffe. It was fun.
I don't know, but. Anyway, so that's been going on as well. But yeah, I don't know. What else did I do? Not much of anything. Evidently, I saw a little bit of it right now before the recording. There is an Indian ripoff of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it is predictably trash, but it's all right background watching, I guess. Have you guys seen Mrs. Maisel?
It's on Prime. It's a fantastic show.
Yeah, it's a really good show, and Netflix ripped it off in Hindi.
Of course.
How would that even work?
Like she's not married in this one. Like she runs away from her wedding, but the rest of it is the same.
Already, I'm like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the same.
Predictably.
I mean, yeah. There are bits where, you know, the acting is exactly the same, the plot points and how things happen is exactly the same. So that, and I got Tenet in 4K HDR to look forward to whenever I get time this weekend, so.
Oh, nice. Sweet. I forgot about that movie. Yeah, I gotta take a look at that too.
On that note, I need some help from you, Harish. Like, my NAS is all wired in, and my Shield is all wired in, and I've never had issues with those massive 70 gig rips. But for whatever reason, this particular movie is spiking up my CPU usage up to like 80%, which I've never seen happen. And
is it using one of the new containers? Because I was going through their forums a few weeks ago, and this seems to be the case with if you're using an older model. Are you using any of the older stuff?
It's the 918 Plus.
So that shouldn't be an issue.
And I've never
maybe something to do with the...
Correct. It's an H.265, but the Shield decodes that native.
It does.
Like, I'm just not able to understand. Also, something weird happened where I think my NAS has been like acting up lately because I've got the schedule set up for emptying the recycle bin, and it did.
Right.
So I was at zero GB storage, and I had to go and clear out like 900 GB of trash from the recycle bin. So
wow,
that happened, and yeah, for the listeners, my trash folder has 900 GB.
Are you on like a beta channel for DSM?
No, I'm not.
Huh, that's bizarre.
Like, I won't even update to DSM 7 for like, I don't know, a couple of months. Last time I upgraded, my NAS degraded.
There's a ringing endorsement there. But weren't you using like a really old NAS back then?
No, this is not the DSM 6 upgrade. This is the dot version upgrade.
Right, got it.
So I had to do a soft reset.
I have no idea what these guys are talking about.
But you will soon, because you got your first NAS, right?
Yeah, I did. DS220J? Is that what it's called?
Welcome to the cult.
Yeah. So I am going to be... going to take a crash course from these guys and set up NAS. In fact, fuck that. I'm going to ask Dhruv to come over and help me with this shit, because I have... Whatever these guys said, it went all over my head. Right now.
We pray at the altar of hard drives and... Yeah,
so I'm arranging a few hard drives, and then once... If that happens and whatever, then I'm going to start doing what you guys do, but on a very small scale.
That's a good NAS to get started.
The 220 is plenty good enough for you. I mean... It's the J model, so it's not going to do transcoding all that well, but you don't really need that much of transcoding. I mean, based on what you've told me, your use case, so I think you should be good.
I remember. Were you trying to use Plex to stream it?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's set to original quality.
Yeah, but Plex doesn't do HDR, right? Something in Plex messes that up now.
Plex does HDR. Plex even does HDR to SDR tone mapping if needed.
No, there was an issue with HDR on a few NAS models.
I can run all my other files just
HDR fine. Files, okay.
And so this is interesting. It's not even just local playback. But I've got the file on my cloud server as well, which is like a Xeon processor, and it's more than powerful enough to transcode like 6 4K streams simultaneously, and it's stuttering there as well.
Could be the file,
the container. Yeah, must just be the container. I mean, must just be the way they used to encode that file.
Yeah,
could be.
It's probably that particular file.
I'll grab an MKV, I guess.
Yeah, that usually works. I've had a few issues with wonky playback on 4K content. But anyway, I feel like nobody understood any of that and we are basically just talking to each other.
Well, then let's talk about something that everyone might understand and will understand, or at least are interested about, at least all the Android users for 2021.
Cue drum roll. We've got the new Qualcomm chipsets.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about how shit Netflix originals have been in 2020.
Oh, that. I don't know, which ones were they? Mank came out. I don't know. I haven't seen that yet. That's supposed to be good.
No, I haven't seen anything. I mean, I wasted so much time browsing Netflix, but there was just nothing good on the platform.
I think Netflix has become the worst platform to discover anything anymore. It's just so crowded.
Endless garbage.
It gives me anxiety. I'm like, okay, and some more. Yeah, 90% of it is garbage. And, you know, like, just, it's better to fucking search on Google than this shit right now. Netflix is just, and you know, I have a problem with this algorithm. It's same with YouTube, but Netflix is worse. You watch one kind of show and it bombards you with the similar types of shows on your feed, and it's the same fucking OnePlus bullshit again. You know, like if you're in an echo chamber watching the same shit all over again and you can't discover anything new. It's the same problem with Netflix, man. Like, sometimes give me something different, man. Don't give me the same shit all over again and again.
Oh, fuck's sake. I just spat out my vape.
I mean, seriously, man, if I'm okay, fine, I watch an anime, I watch Full Metal Alchemist, but that doesn't mean I want to watch 20 other anime shows as well. Give me something different, you know.
Come
like
on. How is that even possible? You know, like, of course you're gonna watch 20 hours of anime back to back.
No, I'm not talking about 20 hours, I'm talking about 20 other fucking shows. I'm like, you know, fine, I'll take 2-3 anime shows as a recommendation, but give me something else as well, you know.
They should do something totally different. If you like anime, they should suggest a Telugu movie next.
I mean, why not? If it's good, why the hell not?
But hey, Queen's Gambit was really good. That was fun. That was a good show.
Yeah, that was fun. I watched that. That was good.
I did not.
Oh, you should
check. Okay, I'll get it.
Watch it. You should watch also, it. It's a really good show.
I got two other recommendations for you. One is this British show called Ghosts. So if you don't find it, you hit me up. It's hilarious. If you haven't seen this one, it's a little older. It's called Into the Dark. It's on its season 2 now. So they've only got like one episode coming out every month, anthology series. And every episode is based around a holiday. So they'll have one around Christmas, Halloween, or, you know, say Father's Day, Mother's Day, or whatever, themed shows. And most of those episodes are really good. It's like the Twilight Zone, but darker. And it's damn good. I think it's a Hulu series, but
Which reminds me, I need to watch the Twilight Zone again.
Oh, so fucking.
How's the new one?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Jordan Peele has done a really good job. Not every episode is stellar, but for the most part, it's really good. Also, this one, Amazing Stories. I think it's on Apple TV. That's kind of like Spielberg's take on The Twilight Zone. PG-13. Has a few decent episodes, but also like the entire series is pretty short. Just like 5 or 6 episodes, I think, if I remember correctly. So you can like, you know, it's decent weekend binge watching.
I'm also waiting for Mandalorian Season 2 to finish so that I can just binge watch that shit.
Same. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah.
I've heard such good stuff from people who are watching it, and I've told them not to spoil anything, of course. But I just want them to get done because Mandalorian Season 1 was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Yep. So fucking good.
I want to tune in just because of the soundtrack. The soundtrack for the Season 1 is just amazing.
Even the special effects were fucking incredible.
Yeah.
For a show, I mean, that one show is looks like the entire budget of what Netflix produces in a year.
Well, it was just 100 million and Netflix put 100 million into some Indian show or some shit, right?
Yeah. I mean, Netflix originals aren't that bad. It's just that it's a more case of quantity over quality. But
they're getting bad. They are getting bad.
Yeah, and they're derivative, man. They're no longer fun. I mean,
they're doing what Realme does with their phones.
Basically, nice way to pull us back into the phone
I mean, I've shat on two phone companies already. Let's see what the third one is going to be.
I mean, but here's the thing.
BBK right? Bingo.
Like, I mean, there needs to be a lot of derivative stuff because, I mean, there's only that many ways that you can make a romantic comedy. And, I mean, they need to keep churning these out because they're in literally every country and people will just want to watch some random shit over the weekend. So at that point, like, the quality doesn't necessarily matter that much. And then in the middle of it all, they keep going on with their high-quality productions as well. I mean, I'm sure, like, some of these really low-budget, low-quality ones don't actually cost them that much.
It's probably, and probably they didn't even produce it. They probably bought it off a production company.
They're all licensed.
It's not even licensed. I know someone who works in a company like this, and she's like, yeah, man, it's the busiest time of the year. Netflix wants to buy our show. This one wants to buy our show. They just buy the rights to the show and then they don't even necessarily have any quality control over it.
Yeah.
They just buy our stuff from production companies.
Like, these are all like filler shows for them, I think. I mean, also and you should also look into exploring some of the content from other regions. Germany, Spain, and the Nordic region.
Ragnarok was amazing.
Ragnarok was really good,
They have some great murder mystery kind of serial killer fucking shows as well. Kind of like Broadchurch, if you've seen Broadchurch, it's the British show. Yeah, so something similar to that they have. The Nordic countries has one of them. The Germans have as well. So they are really, really good shows. Unfortunately, none of them are in English. If you can't stand looking at subtitles or want to see dubbed versions of them, but there are some incredible shows out there.
They don't show in my fucking feed,
for fuck's sake.
Well, you're looking at the wrong content.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at any content. That's the thing. I'm just watching
then
anime.
That's the thing. It's not able to curate a feed for you because you're not looking at anything.
No, I have a few shows in my list that I've added. Quite a few of them. But I just watch one fucking anime and they just bombard me with so much shit that I'm like, guys, calm the fuck down. You know, like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still stuck in my room watching shit.
Oh my god, you saw an anime now. You must watch all the anime. But
It's like they just lose their shit, man.
Fine, we'll talk about Qualcomm now.
Ragnarok
it's already half the show.
Ragnarok was really good.
Yeah, waiting for season 2. There was some other thing.
I haven't watched it yet,
Berlin.
So I'll watch it.
By the way, have you guys seen Shetland?
No.
What?
Shetland?
Oh, yeah. The Welsh show, right?
Yeah, the Detective Mystery.
Detective Mystery, yeah.
It's really
good. Again, when I was watching Detective Mysteries, all Netflix showed me was Detective Mysteries in my fucking feed, and that's how I saw Shetland as well.
But it's not a Netflix show. It's not.
I think it's a
BBC or channel.
Yeah, I think
or
it's
or
an
something like
ITV.
That.
It's on ITV.
ITV. There you go. Yeah, one of the British channels.
Yeah.
But it's a good show. Yeah. It's dark as well.
Line of Duty is good too, if you like that sort of stuff.
Haven't seen that.
Line. Is it like Band of Brothers?
No, it's a crime drama. It's just, I don't think you like it. It's just a
with
lot of sitting around and talking.
Line of Duty, I would expect like something like Band of Brothers or The Pacific.
No, it's it's a police drama.
Yeah, I kind of thought it would be something like Cops.
Oh, no, it's not. It's nothing like
which
that.
Which reminds me, man, they need to make another show similar to Band of Brothers. That was fucking incredible.
They did it, right? The Pacific?
Pacific, yeah, but that was a long time ago. Now they're not making it anymore. That's
I want
to see something.
Guessing by the number of wars these guys fight, I'm sure we'll see 2 or 3 more.
Yeah, I heard good stuff about this show on Apple TV. What's it called? Tehran.
Oh, yeah. I started watching it. It's really good.
Yeah.
I've seen
Next
one
week.
Episode. It's really, really good.
Nice.
The only thing I saw on that platform is Ted Lasso, and that was genuinely delightful.
Yeah,
The other show is also really good, where it's all about it's alternate history where Russia lands on the moon first.
Yeah,
forget
I know
what's
about
the
that
show. I forget the name.
Right, the thing. Yeah, I didn't get into that.
It's a good show. It's not bad. You just need pay. Like, it's more of drama.
I think my favorite Apple TV show so far has been Servant. That was legit creepy.
The one where the baby gets.
Spoiler
yeah.
alert.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to watch that. It is insane.
It's a good show. That's a good show.
Oh shit, I almost forgot. My wife and I have been watching the first two seasons of Zoo over the last 3 weeks. It is one of the worst, if not, I think it is the worst TV show we've ever seen. But we're seeing it just because it's so bad and predictable. We're like, okay, we want to see where it goes.
Which one
and
is
then
it?
The show gets Zoo. It's basically animals take over the world. They talk, they find ways to talk to each other, they communicate between species. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And they double down at the end of season two. And then we started seeing season three, and it was just absolutely ridiculous, the plot. So we go online and see where the fuck, I mean, they created so much intrigue that there was no way they were going to end it. So we see what, where it was, the show, and then they didn't, it ended on a cliffhanger and they didn't renew it for season four. So we're like, fuck it, we're not seeing this show. So if you want to hate yourself for 3 weeks, yeah,
no,
season.
No. Cyberpunk is coming. I don't want to hate myself for the next 3 weeks.
Like, if you really need something of, like, something really weird background watching, I grabbed this show called Victorian Farms, where people move into a Victorian farm and they try to live like Victorian farmers.
I mean, how innovative, man.
But,
the show's called Victorian Farm and they move into a Victorian farm.
But it's not like a reality TV show. It's like a documentary where they're actually legit trying to live like Victorian farmers, and like doing laundry takes a full day starting at 5 a.m. And
fuck.
And there's a scene.
You know what I would play in the background, just to do work, made The Amazing Race.
And that.
The earlier seasons.
Show, like, I've only seen one episode, and the farmer is tripping balls about the sheep's ass because he's like, oh my god, look at that perfect shape of his, of the sheep's ass. And look at the amount of meat on there. And
like, where is this?
This took a turn.
It's on Plex.
Yeah, no. Guys, just ignore what Dhruv said. I think he's on a different trip this week.
Yeah, it's called the trip of exhaustion. But yeah, so Victorian Farms. Harish, you're going to like his Dark Materials. It's based on the book.
So, wait, what?
His Dark Materials.
What's
his Dark Materials. You
That's
didn't
what
read
she
the...
said.
Oh my god. The book was really nice. It's a young adult book, but it's easy to get into. I like the magic system that they have. But I didn't see the show. I should. We started watching together, but my wife was also reading the book at the time, and she did not like the way the TV show was going. So she was like, okay, I don't want to see this. But yeah, I'll see that later. What other stuff has come out, man? It's almost like HBO is making shows that I would see 10x more than anything Netflix and... Well,
but that's always
Netflix,
been that's always been the case. HBO has always made shows that we would watch over
quality
anything
over
else.
Quantity and all that.
Yeah, I mean, let's go in the past. The Wire,
yeah.
Sopranos, Band of Brothers, The Pacific. These are all HBO shows.
I was going to say West Wing, and then I'm like
Entourage.
Yeah, Entourage has aged well.
Yeah, these are all HBO shows that, you know, they know how to do their shit. It's, I mean,
Chernobyl.
It's Warner Brothers at the end of the day.
Chernobyl.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, they don't just make fodder stuff like Netflix and... Well, even Amazon Prime is quite careful with what they make, actually.
Yeah, I like Prime Originals. They've been good. The Jack Ryan stuff was actually really fun.
You know what Netflix has become? It kind of feels like YouTube to me. Like, I'm paying for YouTube content.
Basically, man, there's a lot of really weird shit on Netflix. There's a show called Flaked, or
I don't even
remember the names.
I was coming up with a list.
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say that actually, I'm kind of glad we're talking about this. You know, 2-3 years ago, when people would say, oh, it's a Netflix original, people would say with some, you know, weight, there would be some weight to it. Now, when someone says, oh, it's a Netflix original, it's like, oh, it's basically cow shit. You know, like, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, like, there's no...
quality filter.
Like, the quality... There's no quality filter. It's worse than... I mean, YouTubers make better documentaries now these days than what Netflix does. And Amazon Prime and HBO, whatever HBO makes, they are doing better job. They're doing a better job with their content, and Netflix feels like, I mean, I'm at reaching that point that I don't even want to pay for it anymore.
Same, actually, honestly, same boat. Where, you know, Netflix is certainly not the first thing that I check out if I'm, you know, just bored wanting to watch something anymore. I can rarely find something that I really want to watch or really grabs me. It's just derivative shit. And it's become more of background watching for me than anything else. Like,
I mean, they've ruined things like Stranger Things. I mean, last season was not that great.
No.
They've ruined most of their marquee shows.
They leaned way too much into that nostalgia.
I mean, which other show, marquee show was there? There you go.
See, this is the point. I was trying to make a list yesterday for the best Netflix TV shows and all. Because Netflix is now free in India for this weekend. So, hey, if you're listening to this...
I mean, I can understand why.
Yeah. It's a clever way of boosting subscribers, by the way. I mean, or user figures. Something. Anyway. But yeah, I couldn't find, other than the usual shit that came out 3-4 years ago, I couldn't find anything that came out this year or last that I would want to see or recommend.
I would say Dark. Dark is one of them. At least the first few seasons. The last season was, there was too much shit going on. I would say Stranger Things first season. That's it.
Yeah.
There was genuine mystery in that. Now it's just another fucking TV show. I'm drawing a blank.
Dude, I sat through 3 seasons of Riverdale and I don't know why I did that.
No.
Oh, my sister was like, you should see Riverdale, it's so much fun. And then I was like,
I mean, 13 Reasons Why was good first season, but then it felt like American Pie, but for people who are always depressed.
Oh. I mean, something called American Vandal, where somebody goes around drawing dicks.
That is a fun show, but that's a fun show that you should watch on YouTube for free, not pay $700 for it.
Plus taxes. But yeah. Dude, seriously, you know, again, this, like Riverdale, like the first two seasons are so bad that they're actually good, but then it just, again, they kind of lean too much into the Stranger Things style, I guess, like picking into nostalgia, but also like they kind of made it a supernatural show for no reason. And then like there's this thing called the, I don't know, their version of the Demogorgon, and like it's basically like the entire town is,
Dark has the same vibe as well.
Yeah, no, the entire town is like, what's it called? It's got this really...
Riverdale?
Yeah, no, wait. There's this candy that everybody has, but it's got drugs in it. And it's got
Ecstasy.
A really... No, wait. Hang on. I'm going to look up the name because it is so funny.
I like how we haven't spoken about tech, but the people behind tech and how shit of a job they're doing.
Screw that. But wait, Money Heist is good. And they actually... should have ended.
I got it. It's called Jingle Jangle.
Yeah.
So what?
Jingle Jangle.
Wow.
Somebody clever came up with that name.
And the group, like the, what do you call it? The gang, which, who are the drug dealers, they're called the Ghoulies.
I would say The Crown is worth paying for.
First few seasons.
Yeah.
Last season was pretty...
First three. Last season, but still the production quality warrants it. It's not like it's looking... I mean, Queen's Gambit, you know that looks like fake as shit because it looks like fake as shit. But The Crown actually looks like, you know, they're actually in Buckingham Palace and whatnot.
Yeah, isn't it still the costliest show ever made?
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth it.
Go check out Downton Abbey.
I mean, House of Cards was great, but then... The main actor fucked up in his personal life that the show got fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but I mean, by the end of it, the show had also lost the plot a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't even bother seeing the last two seasons. It just was meandering. I had no idea what the fuck was going on. That seems to be the case for a lot of these, at least American shows, because they run their seasons too long. And then by season 3 or 4, they have no fucking idea what to do. So they just draw the whole series out.
That's true.
Mm. I mean, Peaky Blinders is good.
I just couldn't get into that.
Narcos was fine.
I didn't watch the Mexico leg of it.
Yeah. That's actually better.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought like it was just the appeal of Pablo Escobar and his antics, which
yeah.
That's also good. That's but good. Even the Chapo Guzman version is actually quite good as well, because that's where the power shifts, right? After.
No, but go check out Into the Dark. It's you like it. Like there's this one episode that I recently saw. It's about it's a commentary on immigration. And the American Dream. It's technically a horror show, but not necessarily like straight up horror. And about this girl who escapes. I'm going to spoil this one for you. And this episode is essentially like immigration crisis meets Westworld, where
oh wow,
the Mexican girl like she's trying to cross the border and the cartel over there stop her and. Next thing she wakes up, she's in this idyllic American town where, like, everything is perfect. But there's no sense of time. And, you know, it's a very cyclical life. And that's the American dream, but it's not perfect because, like, everything can't be so sugary sweet all the time. So she figures, like, something's up. And turns out the U.S. military is running an experiment on the migrants, where they've got them tranquilized and they're basically putting them in under like VR glasses of sorts. And it's essentially an experiment. And they want to do this. One guy mentions that we could use this on terrorists, and the other guy's like, we can essentially make it like an amusement park of sorts, like Westworld. But, but I know it sounds a little wacky, but like that's just one episode and it's made very well. So, yeah. I don't know. You might like it.
Mm-hmm. I also liked Mindhunter. And they've canceled
That was brilliant.
Yeah. They've canceled it. It feels like people at Netflix have lost their minds.
Wait. Really? It's not coming back?
Yeah, it's not. It's canceled.
Fucking hell. That's one of the few shows I actually liked.
Exactly. It's like some idiot is running Netflix right now.
Who is that idiot? Let's find out a name.
Eh, fuck it, man. Who gives a shit? I'm not gonna give them money as soon as my NAS thing is set up.
First rule of Fight Club.
Mm. Yeah, you don't talk about NAS.
Yes.
Yeah.
You only talk about. Well, never mind. Yeah.
File storage.
File storage. Yeah, backup.
Linux ISOs. A lot of ISOs. Yeah,
lots and lots of Linux ISOs. And all photos. Right. Yeah.
So wait, we're like 40 minutes in.
40 minutes in and we haven't spoken about...
But anybody listening in would have gotten like a fuck ton of recommendations on what to watch. So there you go. That's
Well, Netflix is kind of part of tech, so we have to talk about it.
That's how
and streaming tech in general. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the one time we talk about it, we shut on them, but that's okay.
But that's okay, because look at Netflix in India, right? They're doing this free thing because they know they're getting nowhere in the country. And look at where Prime is. Prime Video is doing great numbers. And Hotstar is like, fuck everywhere.
But Prime Video is free with Prime. Like, it's $1,000 for the year.
I know, but that model has worked even for them, right?
Hotstar has better content, man. All the Disney content and stuff.
I hate Hotstar. Yeah. I really do genuinely hate Hotstar as a platform. I like their content library a lot. I hate their video streaming service.
The quality is so bad.
What sort of fucking moron signed off on fucking 3 embed bitrates for a video streaming platform? It's clearly aimed at mobile users, sure, but... I mean, why haven't they changed it? Because at least with all the Disney Plus stuff, Disney Plus in the US has at least 15 to 18 Mbit bitrate.
I think it's and the second highest
streaming. We're just too many people, man. We're just too many people. It would have gotten very expensive for them.
It's not. No, it's the same shows and they put it at like fucking 3.6 Mbit. Like, what the fuck?
No, so they don't... They're not doing much of adaptive streaming. I think they've just got like the three profiles. It's just switching between them. Netflix is like literally dynamically streaming. I think at least for Hotstar, it's they've got their own CDNs. They're not based like building this off the Disney Plus platform. And I think they just didn't want to like pay for storage for like the highest quality because they're like, nobody's going to stream in that.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
But that's so dumb. I mean, I get that this is a mass market solution that's clearly not aimed at any of us. It's aimed at folks seeing cricket on their fucking phones or some shit. But I mean, why have that option of, why not have that option available for users that may want it?
You'll have to call them and ask them.
Fucking Hotstar. You can fuck right off.
I mean, just the entire platform is so janky. It's like a bad version of Netflix. And Netflix isn't particularly great either.
Yeah, that's true. Netflix, it's funny because Netflix got rid of those really annoying things where it automatically used to start a show if you were hovering over it, the thumbnail.
Yeah, and
Netflix got rid of that and immediately Hotstar picked that up. Like, fuck.
Like, I want multiple lists. Like, you know, I mean, I can't do that. Search is janky. Like, I don't know. It works, but it's not great. But then again, I'm used to stuff like Plex and Kodi, which just gives you so much control over the content that you're watching. So,
yeah,
I understand you can't get that level of granular control, but they can do better. They certainly can.
Yeah. Let's see where it goes.
They finally got the remove from continue watching button, so that took them a while.
Yeah. If anything, I think of all the streaming services, I use Discovery Plus more than Netflix this year, or even Hotstar for that matter. Discovery Plus has a lot of shows that I want to see, like Wheeler Dealers, and obviously Top Gear and all that.
Do they have Antique Roadshow?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Actually, I do have a Disney Plus subscription, but I don't use it. But
Discovery Plus.
Yeah, I have a subscription for that.
Yeah.
And then they have those, what is that, the Locker Wars? What is it called?
World Wars?
Where people bid on these.
Locker Wars.
Yeah.
Huh.
But that's
fine. That's good background play.
That's the History Channel, right?
Yeah, they have all the stuff from the History Channel.
Yeah.
They have ancient aliens.
Ancient aliens, they have. Ancient aliens.
Yeah, they do.
it's a wacky ass show, but it's fun to watch.
Even that one. Which was the famous one where they go ahead and sell stuff, you know, to the pawn shops, pawn stars.
Yeah, they have that as well. That's fun to watch as well.
Yeah,
but now most of it is staged.
Wasn't it always?
It's been staged for.
No, not in the beginning, but after a few seasons, it started being staged.
I have a friend.
Every time I get bored and want to really hate myself, I see West Coast Customs for 10 minutes, and then I inevitably throw the remote. And then switch out the TV.
Dude, I'm going to rewatch Pimp My Ride.
Shit. That's at least better than West Coast Customs. That show is so fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
They made 7 seasons of it. And then Inside West Coast Customs has another 7 seasons or some shit.
I mean, you can never get hold of Exhibit going like, you want a screen in your car? I put 10 fucking screens in your car, including screens under your car.
Yeah.
That was like just over the top. But that part of last decade was actually a lot of fun when we also got like some fun games like your Need for Speed Underground and like your Fast and the Furious was getting so popular. The good Fast and the Furious movies.
Bully was great, yeah.
Bully was awesome.
Why didn't they make another one? See, we don't get good games.
They might be.
Oh, okay. See, we do get good games.
I don't mind a remaster of Bully though.
Yeah.
Akshay chiming in, you might be.
That game is still fun to play regardless, man. It doesn't matter if it's a remaster or not. I would rather have a sequel or something like that or a different game with the same setting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can be a bully in the new Harry Potter RPG.
Wait, when is
that
coming out?
I mean, that game looks interesting. They just said 2021. They never said any date or anything like that.
Mm. Oh, well.
Okay.
So,
we talk some tech or just shoot the shit for the other 15 minutes as well?
I mean, I've already done the drum roll, so maybe you can just talk us through Snapdragon 888.
Okay.
888.
888. Why did they go with 8?
888.
8. 888.
I'm just being irritating.
Weirdly, nobody asked them why they went with 888. I think it's because 8 is a... Well, the prevalent theory is that 8 is a lucky number in China and they want to target China some more. I don't know how much more they can target China at this point because everyone uses Qualcomm exclusively anyway. But hey, they want to pay lip service to that shit. So there you go, 888. Significantly faster than the 865. You're going to see it in most 2021 phones. It's too powerful, if there's such a thing, because you don't need that kind of power. But I'm sure brands will find some way to fuck it up, limit the features, and then bring it into like 20,000-30,000 phones. I mean, phones that cost under 30,000 bucks, because that's a thing. This one is built on the 5 nanometer node, like the A14 Bionic. So that's good. More efficiency, more power. And then it has an integrated modem, which is really good because there aren't two things on the die. I mean, there aren't two things that are there to suck up battery. So you'll get much better battery life and also better efficiency gains. What else? Really fast. It uses a new X1 core, the Cortex X1. It's basically ARM going, yeah, fuck it. We want to take on the A14. So they made a core that doesn't have any of the power limits. So with ARM, with ARM, what you have is with cores like the Cortex A78, I know I'm going really into the weeds and nobody's going to care, but fuck it. We've been goofy throughout, right? With A78, it delivers a lot of performance, but it also has a lot of these power thresholds. If it sees that it's hitting a thermal threshold, it scales back significantly. And that's why it never hits that peak for like more than a few seconds. It's all short bursts. So ARM took that microarchitecture, tweaked it around a little bit, and then created the X1 core. It's physically a larger core. It takes up more room on the die. And it doesn't have any of the power thresholds. So it just scales and it continues to hit that peak for like a longer time. And they're able to do so because they're making all these efficiency gains elsewhere. That's it. I got both of you boards, so I'm assuming I made sure I did the same for all the listeners too.
Not really. But I think the most the biggest question people are going to be wondering, that what kind of upgrades they can see from the 875 and how it would be in comparison to the
845.
Bionic. Because
865, yeah. So, the interesting thing is, on a single core level, A14 it currently dominates everything, but the hardware, the microarchitecture of the X1 suggests that the 888 should be on the same level. So for single core, you're going to see similar amount of performance, and that's a big deal because we've never had that before. For the last decade, the A series chipsets have basically run away with that single core performance, and that's changing this time on Android, and that's particularly interesting. We'll see how that scales on phones, because it's one thing to have all that power, it's an entirely different thing to figure out if all these manufacturers are able to leverage that kind of power, because, well, it's all Android and it all goes through Google, and each manufacturer has to customize it to a level with their own skin. So we'll have to see how it works with that. But there are other gains too. And now it works with 144 hertz panels at QHD. So next year's phones will be 144 hertz. The new camera, it has a whole load of new camera advancements. So you will, regardless of what camera sensors or other things that phones use, you will be able to see noticeable gains in camera quality next year. So that's something exciting to look forward to. We don't need to talk about 5G because 5G isn't going to be a thing in India.
Yeah.
Doesn't it also have this variable shade rating as well?
For better games? It does. Yeah. But then that's also one of the things that I don't see anybody using immediately. Variable rate shaders are really cool when used well, like how NVIDIA does. And Microsoft has baked that into DirectX 12 for Windows and Xbox now with the Series X. So it works really well. Variable rate shading is basically where instead of using all the power, you game makers basically can decide what part of an object gets to use that power. So if an object is in foreground, it gets to leverage all of the power of that video card. Whereas subjects in the background may not necessarily need all that. So yeah, it's a very interesting thing, but will that matter for mobile games? We'll have to wait and see.
And on Android, we'll definitely have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's true.
Android, we have to see how people actually optimize their operating systems with this chipset, at least for now.
Yeah, Android gaming is a fucking shit show.
I mean, it's such a stark difference that I've never been a smartphone gamer, but I actually do get a couple of rounds of Call of Duty Mobile in on the iPhone, like late in bed or whatever, because at least the game runs smoothly. There's no jank. There's nothing. I know it's like it's a 60Hz panel and all that shit. Like I don't really give a shit. I mean, it's just a nice.
But whoever is complaining about those refresh rates on your phone, they just need to shut the fuck up, because I have said this same thing before. You're not playing competitive PC games. It's a fucking phone. You will never see that
difference. Yeah, particularly not when gaming. I like high refresh rates when it comes to Instagram or reading articles and
browsing.
Stuff. Absolutely makes a difference. Not for fucking gaming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Games. None of the games actually ever hit, let's say, even 90 hertz, and then they were 90 frames per second, and then they were.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I guess the three of us can actually really can talk from a point of authority. Points of authority, Linkin Park. Shit, now I've got a song going on in my head. But anyways, that, you know, like, we guys have access to literally every phone or every flagship that's launched every year. I mean, all of them, and we switch between them all the time. And honestly, like, I'll take a better quality panel over a shitty panel with 120 hertz or 144
hertz.
100%. Or whatever. Like, because, yes, there is a difference. Is it enough of a difference to compromise on panel quality? And more than the panel quality, the tuning, the color tuning of the panel, no, it's not. I mean, take a nicely calibrated display over whatever is your refresh rate that you're going for. I mean, the iPhone, like, at 60 hertz, it's got a very, very good display. And then there are phones with 144 hertz, which is, like, super saturated or whatever. Or you change the color profiles and they don't accurately hit that color profile. And, I mean, I'm basing this on actual data testing. And, you know, like, for example, like, we've been testing out the Xperia, whatever. Not in India.
Xperia 2, Mark 2, that nonsense.
Yeah, and, like, you know, they're talking about, like, pro res quality and all of that. And that phone doesn't even hit 100% of the sRGB spectrum. So, you know, just, I don't give a shit about your marketing gimmicks. Make a quality panel first. Then sure, like, hit 90 hertz. That's a good enough compromise between 60 and 120 or whatever. I mean, beyond that, you know, you're basically just spec mongering, or like just looking for things to talk about on your spec sheet, realistically.
Yeah, and the timer went off for 53 minutes.
Woohoo! What else did we have to talk about? Risky. Risk 5. I mean, we're really looking for things to talk about, aren't we?
We are really looking for things.
This week, man. It's time for fucking Christmas and New Year's Eve.
It is. It doesn't feel that way. It's so funny. I was looking at my travel history last year, and I was out of the country every month. I didn't realize it at the time. And I'm looking at what we did this year. We got out of the house 5 times after February. That's it. I still haven't filled up fuel in my car all year. It's just absolute fucking shit, man. But anyway, vaccine is out. Yay.
Oh, yeah. The Haryana chief minister got the vaccine last month, and he tested positive this month.
Winning.
This is just breaking news right now, I think.
Yeah, yesterday.
Right?
He tested positive yesterday, and he was the first one to get the vaccine in the state last month.
Brilliant. Anyway, we can talk about more fun stuff. We don't need to talk about nonsense. I'm switching to a new keyboard, the Corsair K100 RGB gaming mechanical keyboard, and it has a 4000 hertz pulling. It's the first keyboard with 4000 hertz pulling.
Talking about fun things, I got 71 Hallmark and Lifetime Christmas movies lined up to watch.
What the fuck?
And they've got...
There are 71 Christmas movies?
Oh, those are just the 2020 movies. I mean, they're not all out yet. But I got some absolute gems in here. Wait, I got to read out some names while you talk about your keyboard.
Keyboard is good, but not as interesting as your list.
Alright, so we've got some fantastic gems like A Christmas Tree Grows in Colorado, Christmas with the Darlings, Cranberry Christmas, Five Star Christmas, A Good Wink Christmas, If I Only Had Christmas, Jingle Bell Bride, A Nashville Christmas Carol, A Taste of Christmas, A Timeless Christmas, and A Very Charming Christmas in Town.
Was that Christmas with the Daleks?
Christmas with the Darlings.
I was like, where the fuck did Doctor Who come into all this?
And this is just like, you know, the top few movies on the list. So,
well, we're thoroughly boring, Akshay, so.
Yep. I'm not even going to hide it.
I think it's time to end.
Hey, don't be so grumpy. It's Christmas time.
No, the only Christmas movie that Sana and I watch
Die Hard.
Home Alone.
Okay.
And Die Hard. I watch by myself. And Die Hard as well. But yeah, Home Alone is the one that we watch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I haven't seen Home Alone in like a long time.
They should do a remake of Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin as an adult.
As one of the robbers.
He should be the robber, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like a
mind fuck? He looks like a homeless person anyway most of the time. But yeah, sure.
We should sell that movie idea. I'm sure Netflix will pick it up.
I'm sure Netflix will pick it up next week.
I'm 100% certain they will pick it up.
Yeah. It'll be out by January and it'll be really shit.
Like, what's the movie? It's a take on Home Alone. Here, take 5 crores right now. Yeah. Maybe more. You want more?
That's like less than $1 million. Netflix doesn't play that. Netflix
Take more money. Yeah. If we make a fool out of our subscribers with mediocre content, we'll sign on with your mediocre content.
Remake of Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin as the robber, like that shit would get subscribers. Like, I would pay Netflix for a week to watch that movie. A couple of times.
That's a $1 billion idea right there.
I'm sure it's been pitched before.
Damn it.
Alright, I think we're done for this episode.
Yes, sir! At least I am done. My brain has switched off.
My brain never switched on.
Alright guys, that was a fun episode though, even though we spoke about tech for literally 10 minutes. Sometimes we need to do these kind of episodes though.
This should have been the
I'm still thinking about pigeons though.
Get a net.
Fine, I'll get a fucking net. I'm actually going to look for one right now.
Right now, I'm thinking about chicken tikka right now.
Fuck off, man.
Oh, I want chicken tikka.
There you go. Oh well.
Oh, I'm going to order
I've planted.
Yeah. How are you guys able to order and eat? What the fuck?
Dude, I go to Starbucks.
I've been doing it for a while.
My god. Yeah. You guys are absolutely crazy.
Living on the edge.
Yeah.
It's the danger zone. Top gun.
Yeah, now it involves going to your local Starbucks.
By the way, is it just me? Have you seen Top Gun?
Of course.
Have you seen Top Gun, Akshay?
Weren't they coming out with a new one?
Yeah.
They are coming out with a new one. Next year.
With Tom Cruise?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But doesn't he look like a prune now? He's like old and shrivelly.
Tom Cruise does not age. And I think he's coming back in the same role as Maverick. But now he's an instructor at the academy.
Okay, because I was going to be like, what 60-year-old gets to fly fighter planes?
Oh, he's the instructor.
He's a crazy person, but his movies are good.
Yeah, that Scientology shit was just funny.
It's still funny. It never was serious.
Oh, but they take it pretty seriously, and that's funny.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks back, I went down the rabbit hole of reading up about Scientology, and like literally half of Hollywood is into Scientology.
Of course, Tom Cruise.
And like and a whole bunch of these actors, they literally grew up in the Church of Scientology as children. It's bonkers.
Yeah.
How deep it
you
goes.
You should watch that show by Lea Remini. She used to be that King of Queens and whatever that show was called, and she defected from Scientology, and she did a show as well. Quite informative about how fucked up they are.
Yeah, like some seemingly very level-headed people are Scientologists.
Well, shows that they're not level-headed.
They're just nuts.
Yeah, what I was talking about was, like, I mean, for an 80s movie, that song and the music video for Playing With The Boys,
yeah,
it just seemed to have too many double meanings.
Well, we've been talking about this a while ago. If you go back and listen to all the 80s and 90s songs, they have a lot of double entendres. Like, it's just a creative. I mean, we didn't. I guess we didn't realize that as
80s was all about that.
I mean, that's true, but
I think it was called. It's called as a sexual revolution in shows and movies at that time. There was a huge influence.
That all the characters in Top Gun, they were portrayed as straight people. Very blatantly macho straight people, but that entire video of the video for that song when they're all playing volleyball, it was kind of jarring from the entire, like, you know, cinematography point of view, because it was so overtly sexualized and there was nothing straight about that video.
I'm sorry, I'm only laughing because I'm seeing Akshay's face and he's like, please, I want to get out of this fucking shit show.
Okay, alright, I'm going to go watch Top Gun again for the...
I mean, I don't want to imagine volleyball matches between...
I'm going to spam you with GIFs for that, man. It is hilarious.
Anyway.
Alright.
I'm hungry now. I'm going to go order some chicken tikka. Going to watch some show.
What Shankar?
Formula One.
No, man. Formula One, no. Yeah. I am not a big fan of Formula One anymore.
Yeah.
And then play some game.
We know.
Alright.
The Matrix.
See you guys.
Bye.
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 Have a good week, and yeah, hopefully there'll be something more in the world of tech to talk about next week. And
if not, we will talk about Amazon.
Oh, next week.
I don't know why I said Amazon.
Next week
we'll
can dunk on
e-commerce.
Prime Video. No, we can dunk on Prime Video next week.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it has Tintin. I don't want to.
It has Tintin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has Tintin.
Yeah. It has Popeye as well.
I don't want to. They've got some
podcast
stuff.
Prime Video is great. Let's not dunk on that.
We'll find something to dunk on.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.